Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Today is August 28th, 2025, and the time is 12:58 p.m. Welcome, everyone. We're going to go ahead and go around the room and introduce ourselves. So we'll start over here on our left first.
Josh Allen with Task.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Donna Beck, Chief Deputy Assessor.
Trace Martin, Assessor's Office.
Melinda Reynolds, EQ Board.
Kent Baker, EQ Board.
Lou Ann Deer, Chair.
Jeff Stevens, EQ Board.
Linda Mudgett, EQ Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Bill Murphy, County Attorney.
Okay, and would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Taylor Martin.
Okay, welcome. All right, we're going to go ahead and have Margaret swear in. Anybody who's going to testify today, you'll stand.
And raise your right hand. Do you swear, tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
All right, great. All right, the way we're going to proceed this afternoon is that the tax assessor will go ahead and give their side, and then we'll come over to you. So, okay. You want to go ahead?
All right. The two parcels that, when I spoke to Mr. Martin that he wanted to bring today is 7100617-0 and 7100617-0. Looked at both of these. They're in the Robinson Plan subdivision. We've got the 06170 card on it, $111.68 a foot. The other, the 06171, we have on it $102.95 a foot. I pulled the sales data for 2023. In the Robson's Plan subdivision, there was 13 sales total with an average sales price per square foot of $151.66 a square foot. So, you know, we got both of those well under the average there. So.
Okay.
I would like to state for the record that TASC gave an informal call back to Mr. Martin. I spoke to him briefly in my office, but as far as the request that we that Margaret's office sends out and the evidence that gets returned, I received nothing as far as the for the hearing. No evidence got returned back to me, and no applications got returned back to me. As far as what parcels we were hearing, what values that we wish to be changed to, and no evidence supporting that from his side for today's hearing.
I
have seen nothing.
Sure.
How do we proceed with this when we don't have any evidence and he didn't meet the deadline?
Well, one, we don't know if he's submitting evidence yet or not, so we can take that up if and when he has any evidence. But it's really
I just want to state that.
It's really up to you. We've got the rules that y'all approved as far as submitting evidence and the deadlines for handling that, and that's been given to, I believe, all the people that requested hearings. So it's your discretion is the answer.
So we can't take any evidence for today, though, right?
You can if you want.
Oh. I was under the impression we couldn't.
You can.
Martin, if you'd like to go ahead and stand up to the microphone and give your side.
First and foremost,
punch the button down.
Yeah.
There you go.
Am I good?
Yes.
Okay. First and foremost, the Equalization Board meeting is for three properties. You did not include parcel 710-05912-000. And that was, there's three parcels in the hearing when I scheduled it, and I just wanted to make that clarification.
I have no idea.
It was when I made the appointment. It was for three parcels.
What did you say the other one was?
It is again 710-05912-000.
If you did receive the email, right, Margaret?
I did.
That had the paperwork in it that you needed to return back?
I did.
And so So the one piece of paper that Christy held up, that's where you would have listed all the parcels. We didn't get that.
And the values that you wish for them to be changed to?
That is optional. If you will please read the letter that the Philip Murphy included. It says, second paragraph, in addition to these rules, be aware that any evidence that you may present at such a hearing should be provided to the assessor at least 5 days before the hearing. If the appealing property owner presents material evidence that has not been provided to the county assessor at least 5 days prior to the hearing, the Equalization Board may continue the hearing at a future date in order to for the county assessor to review and prepare a response, including additional evidence. I can present evidence. If you want to push the meeting, that's fine. I intended to start with the parcel, the first one that I just explained.
Give us that number and that address again. Is that
the one? It'd be 528 Palmer Street.
I can give you the values if you would like, but I don't have a color.
Luann, if I can, let me give some guidance here, and the Equalization Board can do what they want. I think at least the assessor is prepared for two of the properties.
Correct.
Okay. I would go ahead and take up those two properties first, deal with those, and then with the third property, you can decide whether y'all want to hear it today or whether you want to table that hearing for another time. That's up to y'all. So I would say first go ahead and deal with the first two that are scheduled, and then we'll deal with the third.
Okay. So the ones that we have is 528 Faulkner Street. Yeah, I'm sorry. 602 Donaghy and 604. Those are the ones we have.
There's another one also. It's 88 Ridgeview Drive.
Yeah, I have the 88.
Yeah, but where did that one come from?
Oh.
I had a 001, a 09258-000.
Yeah, and where did that come from? Did that come from the email he sent you?
No, I don't know, to be honest. I'd have to go back and pull. I didn't bring my notes up here on that.
I sent
an email to y'all with that on there, but I don't see his name on that one.
The 88 Ridgeview Drive property had an Equalization Board meeting, I believe, on August the 15th. I had something come up and was unable to make it.
We had it printed, but we were trying to figure out.
Okay, yeah, it was actually a different meeting.
Okay, well, we're ready.
That's
tell
us.
I guess the assessor's office or task, the 13 properties that you sent me, is that the only evidence y'all were submitting?
Yes.
Pretty much, so I'm going to start with the 602 Donaghy property. It is listed as the grade being D4, and it is not a D4, it would be a D5, because Josh also sent me the grade, residential grades, and its structure would just be a D5, so I'm contesting the grade on it. And also, there really wasn't, of the 13 properties that he sent, wasn't really anything that matched it as far as comparable sales. Some of the sales, like the Robinson sale, 1931 Robinson, that had a $230-something dollar a square foot, that really skews that data set. That house is over 3,000 square foot on 2 acres. It's just some of the properties that were sold in it are just not comparable properties at all.
Okay, so on that one, that's all you're requesting is that grade change?
Well, the grade change it's part of it. The other part of it was, a piece of paper up there. Oh, it was was the year-over-year assessment went up 83.6041%. So, and I'm contesting that that is an egregious raise in value. And I brought some data with me. The United States government does a lot of data on sales, home sales. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, CPI, owner's rent equivalent for 2003 for the full year was up 5.66792%. Another metric that the United States federal government uses is the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. Also for 2023, up 6.22%. And the Federal Housing Finance Agency also does similar data on house sales for the whole country, and they were up for 2023, 4.45732%. And if the United States federal government says that the house price of a house has went up anywhere from 4.5% to 6.5%, I would say that saying that it went up over 60% is an egregious amount.
So what are you saying that you want the value of this act?
I would say that if the United States federal government said the value of a piece of property went up roughly 5 to 6%, I would say that that's a fair value. I would say that the federal government knows more about housing values than a foreign for-profit corporation.
So again, what is your figure? What are you saying the value is?
I would say that the property has not increased more than 6.5%
okay.
from the 2023 assessment.
So again, the total appraised value would be?
Here comes the sheet.
At 602 Donaghy Avenue, and we have down the total appraisal is $125,600.
Yes, I am saying that the property has not increased more than 6%, and that it should be $78,652.
Value he's referring to was that value was actually set at the last reappraisal in 2021.
Right.
So even you know using his numbers over there, there would have to be that increase each year, not just the increase from the 2023 value. Because I said that value was set from 2021; it's not been adjusted.
And the 125,600 is from the 2021.
No, 125 is the new reappraisal.
That's the new reappraisal for 2024.
Based on sales data from 2023.
Are these rental properties?
They are.
And did you submit your rental to the secretary?
Rental.
You didn't submit any?
I didn't submit any paperwork to the secretary.
And this is a duplex?
It's a single family home.
Oh, okay. What are you renting it for?
I don't have that information with me right now.
You don't know what you collect on rent?
No.
square footage is 1220?
To the best of my knowledge, I've never measured it. The only other thing was the grade. It did look. I had Josh was kind enough to send me the grade, kind of a breakdown of the differences in grade, because on the property card it just D4, D5, and if you don't have any background in it, it's kind of hard to discern that information. And it is a one bathroom house, and it looked like it fit into a D5 grade to me.
So it's a three bedroom, one bath?
No, it's a two bedroom.
In my opinion, it is a deep pool house. So.
Do you know how much the average rent rates are going for in Conway?
I don't.
As far as the other card that he was referring to, that I wasn't aware that we were coming on, that's his personal house. I looked at it. We got it on for $102 a square foot.
The one at 604, Donnie?
No.
Oh,
the third
one.
Oh,
okay.
That
we weren't aware of.
Okay.
It looks like the grade was changed in 2022 as well.
Yeah.
So 2022 to 2023, there's no change.
There would be no change after
the
reappraisal unless there's new construction.
What I'm saying is, though, no, we didn't see anybody last year at 2022. So.
We're looking at 1220 square feet. There's one. There's one. It's comp. There's one. We have it on at 102.95 a square foot right now at that 125 cabin. And there's one here for 1260. And that's one particular square. And this one 1320 is 162. This one 1185 is 1.
I'm also looking at some of the ones on here. The grade matches. So
yeah.
I just pulled all the sales from that subdivision.
Yeah. Well, and consider that this is a mass appraisal for the county, not just one certain section. It's got to go, you know, across the county.
And all these that you pulled were the pretty well D4s.
That's the majority of what's in that subdivision.
Yeah.
So.
Can I make a motion?
stay with the assessor's value of $125,600.
I'd like to cross examine the
sure. Task. Sure, that's fine. We'll hold the motion.
Could you tell me what makes you think it's a D4 property?
I've been doing this since 2002, and just over years of looking at these homes.
Did you personally assess the property?
No.
You did not?
No, but I have looked at it.
Okay. But you've never physically been to the property?
Yes, I drove by it.
You drove by?
Yes.
But you didn't?
I didn't get out and measure the property.
The reason I was asking is the D4, D5 discrepancy that you sent me, a lot of it had to do with the plumbing, and according to what you sent me, it should grade as a D5.
What's the difference in the plumbing between a 4 and a 5? Asking for a friend.
On a D4? According to what he sent me, a D4 is a 1.5 bath, okay. And a D5 is a 1 bath, which
okay. Yeah. More goes into it than just the bathroom. So.
Yes.
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 One to clarify. Okay, go ahead and restate your motion, Melinda.
I make a motion that we stay with the assessor's value at $125,600.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Ken has seconded. It's been removed and seconded that we stay at the assessor's value at $125,600. Any question? If not, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion has passed. Okay, now we'll move on to your next one.
604 Donahue. More or less same. I mean, if you want me to repeat all the CPI data, I can, but I don't see any. There's been no improvements done to the property. Not really any comps in what I saw, and I don't think the value of the property has increased more than 6%.
And this is also a single family residence?
Correct.
Okay. And it is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath?
It is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Okay. 2-bed. And it's a rental?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you rent it for?
It's not rented for anything right now.
So it's vacant?
It is vacant.
And you're asking that it goes to a D5? Is that what you said?
No, the 602 property was the, okay. The one that I thought should have.
Okay.
Honestly, I think both of them should, but the bathroom from the residential grade sheet that he had sent me seemed like it was more in line. But I kind of think that the 604 property is because of the roof is deteriorated, the siding's deteriorated, the house does need a significant amount of work.
And so we have a value at $130,000. What were you asking for?
I would say $84,600. Valuation is kind of high. I paid $42,000 for the house.
Yeah, but that was back in 2014.
Yeah.
Properties have definitely changed.
Between 80 and 42.
It's really changed. The market's really changed.
So we have it.
It hadn't went up 62.5%.
I don't know where you're getting a 62.5% because
if the previous value was $80,000 and the current value is $130,000. That is a 62.5% increase.
Have you been in here on any of the reappraisals, mass reappraisals?
I did it several years ago.
So you were an owner of these properties then, during the last reappraisal?
I think the last time I was before the board, it was for some unimproved property.
How long has it been sitting vacant, by the way?
A few weeks.
And so for future rent, what are you looking at getting?
As much as I can.
Already at a 4. You said it needed a lot of work. What kind of work is it needing?
It could probably use a new roof, a coat of paint, some foundation work. Those houses were built in the 1920s, and they show their age.
So you feel the foundation's failing on it?
I wouldn't say failing, but you can walk across the floor and it's not level.
So are you doing any improvements right now before you rent it the next time? You said it's been vacant now for about 2 weeks.
A few weeks. I haven't. I've cleaned it.
So it's not stopping you from renting any of the...
Oh, it's not stopping me. No, it's a livable house, but it's 100 years old. You know, after 100 years, you show your age, I guess.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you could keep it all remaining like that. If you could change it.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at 70, cut it down to 50. What would that be? If it is, I'm just going to know.
said, how did he get that? Did he do it by factor or?
Just trying to get it closer in line with the one next door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, don't make a motion.
Go ahead and make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we lower the value, total full value, to $120,000.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we change the value of the 604 Donahue Avenue from $130,000 down to $120,000. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Change that. That puts it more in line with the one next door. Okay. And that's all that we have.
No, we should have that 001, 09258, 000.
Yeah, that's 88 Ridgeview.
Ridgeview.
Okay, so we need to go to that one.
I have it right here. And how did you come to that?
I just gave it an adjustment.
Okay.
There's no way to flat.
Well, then we need to amend that for that amount.
Kent, do you want to amend the motion?
Yeah, amend the motion that we change the value of 604 Donahue to $120,595.
Okay. Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we're amending the motion, and now the value will be $120,595. All those in favor?
No.
Opposed? All right. Okay.
Well, that one was on the email, so
I can say
this one I just called out was on the email.
The 09258 was the one on the email. That's the one I got here.
The one he called out, though, not the one.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. The one I called out was on the email, if that's his, unless I pulled somebody by accident. Is that his?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. The one we printed.
The other one you're talking about is your home?
The 88 Ridgeview Drive?
Yes, one of my homes.
That's the one that
it is one of his homes. That's not the parcel he just called out.
No,
I know, but it's one for today is all I was saying that we knew about. This one here, we know about it. This Ridgeview.
There was an adjustment already made between him and Josh Cantrell before that.
That's where we're confused on is he's saying that's one that he was supposed to bring before, but he didn't have some time or something and didn't bring it. But then he brought a parcel today that we weren't aware about at all.
Let's stop using it. So we can be clear here. Which parcel do you think address?
When I made the appointment, it was
we got it. What address are you here for today?
I was here for 602 Donaghy, 604 Donaghy, mm-hmm. and 528 Faulkner Street. That's what the appointment was for.
Okay. So you think it's 528 Faulkner Street?
I don't have that up here to confirm or not confirm. I can go and check. But
maybe you should.
But it got confusing with having his name on the calendar four times. So, I mean, I got confused. So.
Cherise pulled up your email, and that's not...
Yeah, because I may not have pulled another information sheet because his name was on the sheet several times. And I may have missed a sheet. So I can go pull that sheet and see, but that's all I can do. I can't tell you from here.
Okay. And it's fine. We just didn't bring property.
I could have missed it, but I don't know sitting
here. Let's recess for 5 minutes. Let's get straight. And let's let the assessor get the property card if they need to get the property
Sounds
card.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call back to order. And again, it's August 28th, 2024. And it's 1:41 p.m. We're coming in now on parcel number 710-05912-0. 000, and the property address is 528 Faulkner, and it's with Kayla Martin, and then we have some other people on here too. Everybody's been sworn in, so we'll go ahead and let pass.
The 528 Faulkner we've got on at 186,450. That's $102.61 a square foot. As I showed you from the other sales report, you know, the average sales price per square foot is 151 in there. If anything, I feel like, you know, we got this one as a 5 plus 10. I feel like it should probably be a D4, but we're, like I said, we're well below the average price per square foot in that subdivision.
Okay. All right, Mr. Martin, if you want to go next.
It just 83.6% increase on the value of the property, seeing egregiously high. Well outside of what the government would say the real estate market is appreciated.
And again, this is a single family home.
It is.
Three bedroom, two bath?
Four.
Four bedroom, two bath.
Correct.
And it's a rental?
No.
You personally live there?
Yes.
Okay. It's your personal residence. What did you say you wanted the value at?
I would say it needs to be more in line with the government's assessment that real estate prices have appreciated 6%.
Okay. So again, but what price? Give us a figure.
I'll give you a figure. I would say $107,650.
Can you repeat that?
$107,000 or $107,650.
And you purchased it in 06 for $92,000.
Correct.
I'll say on this one like the other ones. I think if he was to sell it today, there's no chance he'd sell it for 107.
I would buy it today for 107.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
I would pay 107 for it today.
Yeah, I should
check for it. I'd walk to work from there today for 107.
It'd be a short.
It's pretty cute looking on here.
It'd be a short walk to work.
It would. I was just looking at it, trying to figure out if it was this end of Faulkner or that end of Faulkner. I was looking at it, yeah. It's closer to CBC, yeah.
Well, the lot's reasonably priced, and at $161,450, the house is definitely reasonably. And that brings it to the $186,450. I'm making a motion, no change.
Okay, we have a motion for no change. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Oh, been moved and seconded that there will be no change. We'll leave the value at $186,450. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. The value is going to stay the same. Is there anything else that we have?
I guess on, since y'all brought up 88 Ridgeview, I guess we're leaving it at the revised notice.
Yeah.
That kind of, I got the notice the same day the equalization board meeting was. I just, there was no time to do anything.
Did y'all do something to that?
Yeah.
Change it?
I did.
Yeah,
he made adjustments.
Yeah, I had something come up personally that I wasn't able to make a meeting, and it was adjusted into more in line with what I think the market is. Everything from me.
Hey, we want to thank you for being here today.
All right, thank you. Thank you all.
All right, big day tomorrow, right?
Is this one not coming in?
He doesn't come in until 2:15.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and take a short recess.
Yes.
Okay. We'll go ahead and break.